This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court fined the mandatory life sentence for second-degree murder, a murder committed during the commission of a violent felony like robbery or kidnapping, is unconstitutional. The court is giving the state legislature 120 days to come up with a fix. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court says current law where someone's sentenced to mandatory life in prison if they're convicted of second-degree murder, even if they're just an accomplice in a violent felony that resulted in death and not the one who pulled the trigger or directly caused that death, is unconstitutional as it does not give a defendant a chance to argue their level of participation in the murder. The Supreme Court's giving the state legislature 120 days to fix the statute. Montgomery County Democrat and House Judiciary Committee Chair Tim Briggs has introduced legislation in multiple sessions to remove the mandatory life sentence from second degree murder.
Those folks definitely should have the opportunity to have the evidence showed what their culpability could or may be, and the sentence should be appropriate to the conduct.
While Briggs's bill would carry a maximum of 50 years, the Supreme Court ruling doesn't prohibit a life sentence for second degree murder, instead saying each case must be weighed individually. The ruling also doesn't address anyone currently serving a second degree life sentence. A postal worker from Cherry Hill is recognized as a hero after helping to save a family from a house fire on his route. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story.
Moments after delivering the mail to a home in Cherry Hill, postal worker Kyle Quillen says he noticed smoke coming from that area.
So I start running in that direction, and I'm calling 911, letting them know what was going on.
When he got to the house, Quillen says the fire was rapidly spreading and had begun to take over the front porch area. A mother, her baby, and dog couldn't get past the fire. He brought the dog out front while the mom and baby went to the backyard, but there was no way out.
I run past the fire and the smoke, going back into the backyard for the woman and the baby. I grab the baby, I take it from her, and I tuck him into my shoulder, and I tell her to follow me, and I'm grabbing her behind me. And I just bring your head down, tuck it in, so you guys don't have to worry about the fire and the smoke.
Quillen says it may have been divine intervention, because he was slightly behind schedule that day, and wouldn't have been in the right place at the right time if he was further along on his route.
Philadelphia City Councilman Isaiah Thomas is abandoning his effort to change the provision of the city charter that requires officials to resign their seats before they can run for another office. Council passed a bill last month to put the charter change on the May primary ballot, but Thomas introduced a bill at Thursday's session to repeal the referendum. Good government groups had opposed the measure as proposed. It's also been unpopular with voters, who defeated similar proposals in two previous elections. Thomas says there was not enough time to campaign for the measure between now and the primary, and he has bigger concerns about this year's elections. Thomas has also introduced a resolution to hold hearings on the city's plans for election security in the event the Trump administration deploys ICE agents to the polls. ICE out of the airport. That's the message from city officials and union leaders.
ICE is not wanted here. We don't need them. Get them the hell out of here.
That's Greg Bulware, the head of the city's blue-collar union, DC 33. He was speaking at a press conference Thursday at City Hall, calling on Congress to fund TSA and send the ICE agents who've been patrolling the airport home. City Council member Kendra Brooks says having ICE at the airport is a recipe for, quote, violence, chaos, and fear.
ICE agents are not qualified to do their own jobs, let alone the jobs of the hardworking TSA agents who have been going without pay at our airport.
Senators have gone back and forth over proposals to fund DHS. The latest Republican proposal included new restraints on immigration officers, such as the use of body cameras. Democrats argue the GOP plan doesn't include requirements that federal agents wear identification and stay away from conducting raids around sensitive locations, such as schools or churches. It's no April Fool's joke. Starting next Wednesday, April 1st, Pennsylvania officials will be cracking down on aggressive driving and toll jumpers. The Turnpike Commission says it's a coordinated effort with state police, who will be issuing tickets and sometimes impounding cars with unpaid turnpike tolls and fees, as well as suspended registrations. State police do have license plate readers, which can identify such cars quickly. Turnpike officials say the best way to avoid being stopped is to pay what you owe today. And that's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.